Algernon, it's great to have you back again.
Hello there.
Let's talk a little bit about Fresh Start, which is an amnesty program for people and small businesses behind on their taxes. How does that work?
So it happens, right? You get a little bit behind on your taxes, or you underreported your taxes and you're worried about the penalties that are mounting. So the New Mexico Tax and Revenue Department has a Fresh Start program. And if you enroll by December 31st, you get a little time. You get to pay within 180 days and they will waive penalties and interest. Now, there are some restrictions that go with this. You're also going to have to demonstrate to them that you have some internal controls in place, that your record keeping is on point. You can't already have a criminal tax investigation in process, things like that. Or if some of the transactions are already involved in a legal dispute, those are going to be excluded from the program. So there are some limitations, but it is basically a way to get caught up on your taxes without having a penalty.
Well, it sounds like some good news for
those.
Would
you like to know how to get in touch with that?
Why don't you go ahead and explain that for us, Algernon?
Sure.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do is you want to go to point your browser to tax.newmexico.gov, tax.newmexico.gov. Click on the magnifying glass and type Fresh Start, and all the information you need will come up for you right there.
Perfect. Hopefully that's a helpful resource for those who are behind on paying Uncle Sam. And there's a new distillery in town as well. Tell me what's going on with that.
So, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, I've got a little, you know, permitted or maybe non-permitted pot still in my backyard, in my garage, and I'm thinking about going into business. I have learned that craft distillery is an amazingly difficult and challenging enterprise to enter into. There's a lot of regulations and different kinds of licenses. If you're just distilling ethanol fuel for farm equipment, if you are distilling something that actually is bound for your stomach rather than your gas tank, there are different licenses that apply. It's a very tough regulatory field to enter, plus a really competitive market. There are almost 2,000 craft distilleries in the United States now. It's exploded in recent years. It's following the craft brewing industry, but it's craft distilling. And if you're distilling whiskey, your product has to age for years. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, very complex enterprise to try to enter. But you know, we have Toad Creek. That now has a presence in downtown Las Cruces. They're based in Silver City. And the new distiller in town is Dry Point Distillers.
And where are they located?
They are located on Calle de Alvarez. And where is that? It's near Mesilla. If you go down Avenida de Mesilla and go across the street from the St. Clair Winery, there's a little shopping plaza there that's easy to miss if you're driving, but it's in there. It's a very small location. They seat about 15 people in this very attractive tasting room that they have, and they serve cocktails, and they also serve craft distilled vodka, gin. They've got some bourbon brewing in the back, but it's maturing in the back.
Sure.
And so in the meantime, he's got some other distilleries products that he stands behind, and it's a really nice little place to go and find.
Well, that sounds like an exciting place for people to check out. And finally, there's a startup from Alamogordo that's getting some support from AgSprint. Now, tell me a little bit about what AgSprint is and what the startup is doing.
So big data has already arrived in the field of agriculture. But what farmers have been complaining about is that they have a lot of data, but they don't necessarily know how to analyze it and make sense of it quickly in enough time. So in you have this Alamogordo startup, Systems Technology Solutions. And what they have is they have a system that will go and collect data from the ground level when you've just planted. And they will also use drones to get data from the air. And they collect data on how many plants have germinated, bug infestations, blight, various conditions on the crop, in order to tell farmers where problems are and what is the most efficient recipe or prescription for fertilizers or pesticides.
What are some problems that gathering this type of data can actually help to address?
It addresses a range of problems and challenges through the entire growth cycle. This particular technology, which is called Green AI, collects data on, for instance, the presence of corn borer, parasites that will afflict the leaf and prevent it from using the sun to nourish the corn ear, or blight, various conditions, or how's the soil doing? Do you need more nitrogen in this part of your field? It'll actually assess an area as small as 3 to 4 meters and assess what the farmer needs to input into the soil to help that crop thrive.
As Las Cruces is a large agricultural region, I'm sure that there will be a lot of people who will be on the lookout for what happens next with that.
It's going to be test marketing in Indiana next growing season, and we should actually point out that this technology has received some investment funds from AgSprint, which is NMSU's program to help startups doing technological solutions for ag.
Wonderful. Algernon, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.